With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Embattled Congressman George Santos of New York has survived a bipartisan effort to expel him from the House.
The expulsion resolution, which says Santos is, quote, not fit to serve, needed support from a supermajority or at least two-thirds of the voting lawmakers to pass. The final tally was 179 in favor of expulsion, 213 against, and 19 voting present. Santos has lied about his background and has been indicted on a slew of federal charges.
Correspondent Edwin Moore reporting, the effort to kick Santos out of the House was led by his fellow New York Republicans, who were anxious to distance themselves from a colleague infamous for fabricating his life story and accused of stealing from donors, lying to Congress, and receiving unemployment benefits he didn't deserve. The mayors of five big cities want a meeting with President Biden about how to better manage arriving migrants.
The mayors of Chicago, Denver, Houston, Los Angeles, and New York want to meet with President Joe Biden. They are seeking federal help in managing the surge of migrants that they say are arriving with little to no coordination, support, or resources from the president's administration. The Democratic leaders say that while they appreciate Biden's efforts so far, much more needs to be done. Chicago alone estimates it will spend roughly $255 million on the migrant crisis in 2023, and they are now scrambling to find indoor shelters as the temperatures drop. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The turbulent and brilliant basketball coach Bobby Knight has died. Knight's family made the announcement Wednesday night on social media, saying he was surrounded by his family at his home in Bloomington, Indiana. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 221 points, the NASDAQ rose 210, the S&P advanced 44. This is SRN News. Parents across the nation are suddenly questioning what their children are being taught in school, and one expert says it all started during the pandemic when kids were stuck at home.
Doing classes by Zoom and things of that nature, having parent portals with assignments and assigned readings, the parents had become more active than perhaps they had been historically and began to realize, wait a minute, these things that are being taught to my child, I don't agree with. I don't believe in, and I don't believe they should be taught.
Abraham Hamilton is with the American Family Association.
People are using their classrooms as a mechanism to transmit values that may be foreign to the parents as opposed to, you know, the traditional understanding of reading, writing, and arithmetic.
He says every mom and dad in the country needs to find out what their youngsters are being taught in school and what books are being used in class. The American Family Association has resources for parents, the website afa.net. This is SRN News. Infant mortality is at its highest in 20 years in the U.S.
A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the U.S. infant mortality rate rose 3% last year. The report says white and Native American infant boys and babies born at 37 weeks or earlier had significant increases in death. The report also notes larger increases for two of the leading causes of infant deaths, maternal complications and bacterial meningitis. The national rate rose to 5.6 infant deaths per 1,000 live births in 2022, up from 5.44 per 1,000 the year before. I'm Donna Water.
Delegates from 28 nations, including the U.S. and China, have agreed to work together to contain the potential catastrophic risks posed by galloping advances in artificial intelligence. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.